After a few days of reported declining new cases of COVID-19 in Arkansas, the latest report indicates a rise. At today's press briefing, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced 615 new cases and 27 newly added deaths from the virus. The new case numbers come from just fewer than 4,800 new test results. Dr. Jose Romero, Arkansas's Secretary of Health, says 13 of those 27 newly recorded deaths are deaths that occurred more than 3 weeks ago, but are just now being tabulated on a state level. 841 Arkansans have died from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Hospitalizations in Arkansas are up by 12 over the last 24 hours, meaning 435 patients with complications in hospitals in the state. Seven counties are reporting more than 20 new cases, the most in Washington County, 67. Pulaski County reports 62 new cases, Benton County, 60. And Dr. Romero says the Arkansas Department of Health is seeing more cases from college campuses, and he says campus communities can and should take measures to slow the spread of the virus at colleges across the state.
You can control it through the measures that we've discussed many, many times from this podium. That is the use of masks, the social distancing that has been advised, and hand sanitation, avoiding large crowds and large parties. I realize that part of college life is the socialization that goes on. But in today's environment, it is important that you keep in mind the social responsibility that you bear to the entire society.
Much of today's briefing dealt with economic matters related to the virus. Arkansas's public schools will opt into a U.S. Department of Agriculture waiver, allowing for students to have access to meals without cost through the end of the year. Arkansas's Secretary of Education, Johnny Key, says opting in allows districts to claim all students at the free meal rate for meals that qualify for federal reimbursement.
Many of our families who might not qualify for free meals are still going through a tough time and can be worried about how to keep food on the table. Now their children will have one less thing to worry about as they adjust to the evolving in-school and remote learning scenarios. These waivers also eliminate a massive administrative burden on our school nutrition staff, allowing them to focus primarily on serving meals to their students.
And the CDC is issuing a moratorium on evictions for people who've lost work during the pandemic. The governor says it's a broad-based order.
It requires tenants who want to take advantage of this moratorium to file, present an affidavit saying that for COVID reasons, their income is not sufficient to pay rent. And it also makes it clear under this that this does not relieve the tenants from their duty to pay rent or prevent landlords from issuing late fees. And so that's important to note. And I encourage tenants out there, if you have challenges because of lost income on making rent payments, that you go to the Department of Human Services that you go to your local community action agency or your nonprofit groups in your community because they have some funds for rental assistance.
The governor says there is some positive economic news. The state's net available revenue report for August is $41 million above forecast. And for the fiscal year, now 2 months old, net available revenue more than $93 million above revenue. Still, the governor says there are things Congress can do to help states as they navigate a nearly six-month-old pandemic.
The first thing that we need is greater flexibility in spending the existing CARES Act money that we have as a state and to extend the deadline for spending that money. That will allow us to invest more in high-speed broadband in our rural communities. It will allow us to make sure we have enough money set aside for vaccine distribution, but we need that flexibility and that delay in terms of this extending the time period for spending that money. Secondly, we'd like to have an extension of the increased FMAP, that is their matching rate for Medicaid, that is at a higher rate right now because of COVID-19, and they have some restrictions on us that we cannot roll people off of the rolls, and so the Medicaid rolls get a little bit larger. We need a little bit more flexibility, but we need an extension of that higher level of federal matching on our Medicaid funds.
The complete briefing can be seen at the governor's YouTube channel. The League of Women Voters of Arkansas challenging a ruling made by the Arkansas Supreme Court last week that struck a proposed amendment from the November ballot. The group is seeking a federal court to reverse the decision invalidating signatures that would have placed the amendment to change the every 10 years redistricting process before voters. And there is a change in downtown Bentonville tonight. That's the sound of a Confederate statue being removed from the Bentonville Square, captured on Facebook by a KUAF listener. The statue had been in the middle of the city square for more than a century. Earlier this year, an agreement was reached for the removal of the statue and for its eventual placement at a nearby private park.